Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Armored vehicles rammed into the doors of Bolivia's government palace on Wednesday as President Luis Arce said the country faced an attempted coup and urged people to mobilize. He called for democracy to be respected in a message on his X account. Hours later, Arce announced new heads of the Army, Navy, and Air Force amid the roar of supporters. The new Army head ordered soldiers back to their barracks, and soon after, troops and armored vehicles started pulling back from Bolivia's presidential palace. Kenyan President William Ruto said on Wednesday he's decided not to sign a bill that included a series of tax increases a day after more than 20 people were killed during protest against the bill that led to clashes with police. VOA's Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariamo Jallo reports.
The bill won approval in Parliament Tuesday, but lawmakers fled the scene as clashes between police and protesters mounted and hundreds of demonstrators stormed the complex. Parts of the parliament was set on fire and burned for hours. Late Tuesday evening, the Kenyan president condemned protesters' storming of the parliament as treasonous and a threat to national security. On Wednesday, human rights defenders and good governance organizations gathered at Kenya Human Rights Commission to condemn the violence against the protesters and accused the president of being accountable for what had happened on Tuesday. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Haiti's Prime Minister Garry Conille visited the base of the Kenyan police in Port-au-Prince on Wednesday, where he doubled down on their joint commitment to regain control of the violence-ravaged country as their peacekeeping mission begins. 455 Kenyan troops, according to Conille, are part of the long-awaited peacekeeping mission in the Haitian capital to tackle gang violence.